So you're in a season where you know that you want to apply for jobs, apply for opportunities, whether it's internships or graduate jobs, or at least a role for after you graduate, if that's your case this year. Maybe work experience for the summer, but it is also exam season. Exams, right? Whether you're doing national exams like GCSEs and A levels, or whether it is your university exam. How on earth do you balance the two? Well, that is what we're going to talk about in this episode, so stay tuned. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey, lovely, welcome back to another episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Today, we are talking how do I balance career development and exam season? So, if this is something that you think is useful for you, I'm so glad that you found this episode. If you think it will be useful to any of your friends, any of the people that you know, please don't keep it to yourself. Please do share, because from speaking to some of the awesome students that I support, I know that this feels like a tricky one, right? It feels like you're walking a tightrope. The career development thing is always good to keep on going with, right? Now, I'm a career coach, and if you are new to Dive Into Your Career, you might not know that this is a space which is all about supporting you on your journey from education to employment or entrepreneurship, and really doing it in a spirit of fun and optimism, not fear and overwhelm. And it's remembering that mission, that motivation, that I thought this is a good thing for us to talk about today, right? Because we're full in the thick of things with exam season. In fact, if you're listening to this in real time, at the time that it was published in May 2022, but of course, this will be applicable at this season in any year. If you're listening to it in real time, though, for those of you who are 16, 18, maybe doing GCSEs or A levels, it's the first time that these national exams have been sat publicly in the way that they typically had always been. It's the first time in 3 years where they're being sat in this manner due to the craziness of COVID for the last couple of years. So there's a lot at stake. And I know exam season, the very nature of it, really feels pressured. So I wanted to do this short episode for you so that you can feel really good about what you're doing in this moment, where you are placing your focus, and just know that you are operating on the right timeline for you. Okay? That is often the thing to remember when you're feeling stressed out and pressured and comparing yourself against other people and all of those things that we do at all stages in our lives, but I know as students, you may tend to be doing. So, how do I balance career development and exam season? The key and the main answer here, and the primary thing that I'm going to be sharing with you, is around the word balance. Because here's the thing. Often when we think about balance, we think that it means 50-50. But balance in life does not mean 50-50. Now, I used to talk about this a lot. I had a previous podcast targeted at working parents, and so you can imagine how for this group of people, the idea of balance can be a really, really tricky one, but this is relevant for you now as well. Please understand the idea that when it comes to your career, balance is not a 50-50 thing, right? So that is not the goal. The goal is to recognize that there are seasons, there are seasons of our lives, right? And those seasons might happen at certain stages, right? Like either when you're a teenager, or the stage when you're starting university, or the stage when you are navigating into your first job or into your third job. Like those will all be seasons. But actually, there are also seasons to the year in terms of where your focus is. And with that in mind, that is where my answer lies for you right now. When you're in exam season, please focus on your academics guilt-free, right? Like guilt-free, literally not thinking, oh my gosh, but there's this opportunity that I need to be applying for, or oh my goodness, I haven't seen this friend in X amount of time, maybe I need to do that, or there is this here, or there is that, or my job wants me to take on more hours, you know, is this something that I should be doing right now? Actually, the balance when you're in exam season can unapologetically be towards focusing on your academics, focusing on your studying, focusing on your past papers, focusing on group study. Group study is always a brilliant thing to do, by the way, because it means that you've got some sort of accountability, which I think always helps to keep you in line with the thing that you really want to be doing. But also it gives you an opportunity to do some teaching, right? So if you are focused on a specific topic for a certain module, you can revise it. And then if you are in or with a group in some kind of study session, you can try and teach it to your peers. And that's a really good way for you to establish, ooh, I've really cracked this, or oh my gosh, there's still a ton I don't understand. No pressure, no stress, but I need to go back to it, right? So that is really my answer for you right now. Yes, I am the one that is always about career stuff all the time, networking all the time, building your relationships, all of that. I wholeheartedly believe that these are things that are beneficial for our careers and our lives to keep doing. But actually, when you're in exam season, and especially when you're in the thick of it, it is okay to cut back the hours of your part-time job. It is okay to slow down on the applications for what it is that you're hoping to do this summer. It is okay to stop your outreach to people on LinkedIn. And, you know, I always recommend kind of having some kind of goal, whether it's reaching out to 5 people in a certain amount of time. Like all of that stuff can be put on ice for now, right? Now, this is not to say that you should only study and do nothing else, because as you know, the most important thing is our mental and our physical health, right? So if you get too stuck in the weeds with studying and you get too pressured and too in your head about it, then of course, take a break, do something else, give yourself 30 minutes of watching something, like chill out, scroll through your phone for 20 minutes, but put a timer on it so you don't lose 2 hours unnecessarily. Balance, hey? It's a tricky thing, but the liberation behind it all is when you recognize that balance is not 50-50. So in terms of how do I balance career development and exam season, I suggest that you allow yourself to really lean in to exam season. You really up your sleep levels if you can, right? Which I know sounds counterintuitive. I'm definitely somebody who was one of those sort of all-night studiers and all of that, but we know it's not the best for your brain. So if you can be focused on getting some sleep, getting some rest, focusing on your books, you know, whether you're good at studying for hours at a stretch or whether you need to kind of have some focus, whether it's like the Pomodoro technique and, you know, do something for 20 minutes and then have a little break, like whatever it is that you need to do. But you will not regret giving your all to this exam season and really focused on your academics. Because, and here's the thing, this does all contribute to your career development, right? When you know that you are giving something the best you can, that you are doing the best you can feel really good about yourself. you know that you can transfer that quality into other parts of your life, right? You know that you will feel like you're getting the best grades that you possibly can. And that's brilliant, right? Whether for you that is a C or an A star, knowing that you are getting the best grades, the best grade point average, whatever system it is that you're in, the best degree classification for you, that is all stuff that can make you feel really good about yourself. And actually, inadvertently, what that means is that does then support your career development, right? So go for it. Focus on the studying. It is a short period of time where you're going to be this focused, kind of at the expense of any and everything else. So as long as your mental and physical health is remaining intact, remaining balanced, and only you are going to know this, right? Then do allow yourself to really lean into the academics this season. Best of luck with whatever exams you have coming up. And remember that for all of your career development support or anything that you need, actually, let me not say all because there are some great resources around, but I hope you recognize that this is one. Make sure that you keep coming back to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. And if you are doing any of that scrolling, do also check out Your Career and Future on TikTok. I'm pretty much doing daily content on there, so it can be a really nice, short, sharp way, actually, of keeping your foot in the door, even if you want to just take 5 minutes, perhaps. But yes, as I said, exam season, best of luck with it. Remember, balance isn't 50-50. Keep going. You've got this. And I'm really excited for you to do as well as you can. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you on another episode of the podcast soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.